Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Coach, I'm excited to get into this topic. And folks, if you're just joining us, welcome into the Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb. We're joined alongside Coach Pete DeRuta. He is the winner of 3 ExBs, 2 Tellys, 2 Emmys, and 2 Quillys. We just keep stacking up these awards, Coach. Also in studio is our UNC student intern, Abigail Turner. Now, Coach, you mentioned something right before we cut to break there. The TPGP, great acronym, True Portfolio Growth Percentage. So what are we talking about here?
Well, we need to look at what we're really earning. I mean, a lot of people look at just a growth in their portfolio. So they have a 401k and they get the statement and they have more than they had last year.
Okay, sure.
Say, I'm doing good. I've got more than I have last year.
Yeah, sure.
But what happens a lot of times is, Abigail, if you ever gone shopping, maybe you have some, you have roommates?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let's say that you've been, one of your roommates buys a 12 pack of Coke.
All right.
And you drink 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you run to the store and you buy a 6-pack and put it back in there. And so your roommate comes home and says, gosh, I'm doing pretty good. I haven't drank much of my Coke this week and all that. But you actually drank some Coke but replaced it.
Right.
So when we look at fees, fees are coming out a lot of times. And if you're putting new money in your 401k, you're basically counteracting the fees that were there. So So if someone is drinking Coke but replacing it, and the person thinks the Coke that they bought is still in there, maybe it's not. Maybe your roommate had bought some of that Mexican Coke, which has real sugar in it, and you ran out and bought some of the corn syrup Coke and replaced it.
No.
But your roommate doesn't realize that until she tastes it. And you can tell a difference in real sugar versus corn syrup. Now, you might not even be old enough, Thomas, to remember real sugar.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
No, definitely not.
Now, but every now and then during the summer, I know Pepsi does this. They'll come out with real sugar Pepsi and real sugar Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And when you try it, it's almost too sweet because you're so used to that corn syrup.
Oh, really? Wow, that's funny.
Poor corn. They squeezed it and a little juice came out and they call that corn syrup. Can you imagine that, though? Would you rather have somebody squeezing a corn niblet in your Coke, or would you rather have a sugar cane in your Coke?
Exactly. Closer to natural, the better.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's just funny what happens there. So when we're putting new money into our 401k, many times we're covering up the fact that we're not really earning anything. The only person who's really helping with the earning of your 401k is you, because you're putting new money into your 401k.
Yeah, that's a very important point.
And so we need to know the true growth percentage and what your true rate of return has been, what has happened for this increase to happen. Again, so if you have an increase in your account, we need to make sure that the increase is due to the investments performing well, not you just adding new money to it.
Gotcha.
And when we do a forensic analysis of your portfolio, a lot of times we identify the fact that your true growth percentage is a lot lower than you thought it would be.
Is it really? Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess this goes back to the whole problem with the 401k. I mean, it's a great asset. We've talked about that, but there are limitations to it. And one of it is really just being able to talk to somebody about what you actually want to do with your money.
Yeah, we need to identify what the roadblocks and the potholes are in your portfolio keeping you from performing like you should.
Yeah.
And many times it's in, unfortunately, 401k money where you only have a certain number of choices. It's whatever your employer gives you
there
in
you
the
go.
401k.
Yeah.
Many times you don't have the true financial horizon that's available to anyone who's independent with 10,000 different choices. You basically have 10, 20, or 30 choices.
There you go, precisely.
But here's a little known secret. If you are over 59 and a half, many times you can roll your money from your 401k tax-free into your very own portfolio now, mm-hmm. where you have access to a whole lot more.
Oh, wow.
And you're out of the group account, which to me is very, very beneficial because you don't want to be beholden to a group account 401k. You want your own individual account.
There you go.
Fees are a lot less if you get the right one too, and gets you in the right direction, and therefore your TPGP, your true portfolio growth percentage, is a lot higher because you're not paying a lot more money out than you have coming in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay?
It absolutely does. Yeah.
So we need to eliminate financial anchors many times in your portfolio. Maybe you have a good diversified portfolio, except a couple of the different strategies they have in there are pulling you down.
Oh,
well,
wow.
If we could identify which ones are doing that, wouldn't it be good to reel that anchor in? You know, if you have a big boat and watch some of these ships on the TV channels and all that, and they put a big anchor out, what is the anchor designed to do?
Yeah, to hold the ship in place.
Hold the ship in place. So if it's down there and you're trying to go forward, many times you need to pull the anchor. Well, obviously, pull the anchor in first to go forward.
There you go. Yeah,
sort of
like a little difficult.
Horse race. that has a big fat jockey on one of the horses and skinny jockeys on the other. Now, Abigail, if you saw a big fat jockey on a horse and skinny ones on the other, which one do you think would finish last?
Probably the big fat one.
Big fat jockey, right?
Yep.
So we need to make sure, by the way, charge ahead. Now, that guy in the cavalry was a skinny guy most of the time, not a big fat guy, because
right.
he was in front of everybody.
That's right.
So we need to also have tax-free money moving into better places. So we look at factoring how much we're paying tax-wise in our portfolio. Many times our portfolios are not tax efficient. Talk about that in some of the other steps of the 7-point to retirement and beyond system. But it's just, you know, one guy and a phone movers, we call it. So it doesn't take much to move your money, but you need to make sure you have the right plan in place. And once you do have a plan design, then you move the money in and you move it in tax efficiently if you're allowed to. In other words, taking money from your 401k, moving it to a better place.
Absolutely. This sounds like something folks really do need to be paying attention to. I go back to that boat analogy, and it makes me think that if that anchor was down, you could be burning your engines out. You know, you could have these growth vehicles that really could be great for you, but all they're doing is almost trying to keep up with these dead weight anchors behind you.
Working hard and going nowhere.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You've always, every now and then you'll smell on the highway, you'll smell that burning brake smell.
Sure.
And that's either a trucker wasn't paying attention and he had to jam his brakes on, or he was riding with his brake on.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And if you're doing that, you're, like I said, you're burning that fuel up a lot more than you should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you don't have any brakes when you really need them.
Same thing with the tax-free money, just looking for those places where we can really see a true growth potential. Absolutely.
Thomas, earlier in the show, I asked Abigail if she knew Bernie Madoff, and she said no, and it baffled me, and I was distracted, and then I forgot what I was going to talk about. So, but what I was going to talk about is a new movie on HBO about Bernie Madoff.
That's right, yeah.
And it is a great movie, and it's Robert De Niro, and but the movie is based on a book by someone we've had on the show twice before.
So
I wanted to pat myself on the back, because I had her on the show a long time ago when she first interviewed Bernie in Butner Prison.
Oh, wow.
She still, I think, is the only reporter or author to interview him in prison.
Has she really been? Wow.
Should have seen what you had to fill out to interview him, and you understand why. It was
I'll
about 100-some pages thick of things you had to sign your life away, because I got it, and I was advised not to do it by my wife.
Oh, wow.
They might not have let me out, right? You go in there, and all of a sudden, you start admitting to stealing a candy bar from your brother when you were 5 years old. You had to be very careful.
I like it.
All right. So, but we have a report here, and this is something everyone needs to read, because it's based on my interview with Diana Enriquez.
Okay.
And again, she is the author of the book that the movie on HBO about Bernie Madoff, the Bernie Madoff story, is based on. We have a report called Weakened by Bernie. Now, it's a play on the old movie Weekend at Bernie's.
That's right.
And the subtitle is Retirement Jenga Played by an Emotional Ninja. And really, you need to read this, because unfortunately, in the financial world, there's a lot of emotional games played with your money and with you. And a lot of things are done by psychologists to make sure you do the wrong thing at the wrong time to keep your money in places you really never should have had it there to begin with a lot of times.
Yeah.
So this report will help you analyze what was going through Bernie's mind, what was going through the people that were dealing with him's minds, and hopefully you can identify some traits here to eliminate from your financial planning, or if you see something you might recognize, get out where you can.
All right, folks, that number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. 1135.
And I don't even think you can have a weekend with Bernie, because I don't think they let you go visit him again without filling out that paperwork there. But very, very important. Now, there's so many games played, and we're trying to make it simple. And I know it doesn't sound simple, because we're talking about a 7-point to retirement and beyond system. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to explain it here on air, which is a lot harder to do than we get when we get in front of our whiteboards and when we fill out your customized 7-point system for yourself. And we're going to make this offer out. If you're one of the next 25 folks listening right now who call in, we're going to do a customized, personalized strategic review for you based on where you are right now, and go through that 7-point to retirement and beyond system for you. Folks, this is an invaluable system. This will give you clarity on where you are right now. It'll also help you analyze your current investments and help you establish the true cost and fees you're paying right now, and the calculated risk exposure level. Again, this is very, very important, and it's overlooked. Based on the risk you're taking right now, or where your money is right now, how much could you earn with that money if we had good market environments? But what could you lose if we went the other way? And we all know, eventually, it's going to go the other way.
Certainly.
So we don't want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. We're also going to look at forever money, helping you to design a system that gives you strategic development of your money and gives you income that could increase over the years, which will combat any inflation. It'll pay all the bills, but also give you money to do things you want to do. We also have something called the Spend and Leave Plan. We're going to help you've designed for yourself. And that's you spend a good amount of money right now, but when you pass away, you give your children or grandchildren, whoever you want to give, the same amount of money you started with or more, tax-free.
Fantastic.
Very, very important.
Absolutely.
Spend and leave program. And we're going to talk about all that when we meet with you in person. We're going to plan to 121 and help you put that green pin, the green pin that's yours, in a place that you want it to be for yourself and your family. That means income for the rest of your life and income that you want, not just survive on.
So if something we're talking about resonates with you, go ahead, pick up the phone, give us a call. Make sure that you have that security that your retirement resources are being managed according to your goals and risk tolerance. Give us a call, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, folks, stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.